Welcome to the Be Kind Podcast with your host, Joe Kirchner, presented by the Animal Advocates of South Central Pennsylvania.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Be Kind Podcast. We are part of the Animal Advocates mission to create a more compassionate and loving world for all living creatures, big, small, furry, scaly, flying, swimming, tall, short. All the creatures, all the things, no matter big, how small, deserve to be loved. So we're here to move the world a little bit closer to making that a reality. And elephant in the room, it's been quite a long time since we've had a podcast. So I feel so bad for you listeners because we are going to be fairly rusty, but we're in this together. So welcome back to the Be Kind Podcast season four?
Sure, we'll call it four.
Season four. This is the one we're going to get to episode 100, we swear this time. So just as a reminder, I'm Joe Kirchner. I'm the president of the Animal Advocates of South Central PA, and I'm joined here by John Beck.
Hello.
Hey, John.
I felt like you were going to say more there, and I cut you off because I have no kind of social skills.
We have a little bit better social skills than we did when we did this for years during COVID.
True story.
So I figure we just come back for this first episode and talk a little bit about what we've been up to for the past 12 plus months, because hopefully a lot's happened in 12 months, but we'll find out exactly how much depending on how long this episode takes. So, John, what have you been up to these past 12, 13 months?
Lots of sleeping, lots of crying, lots of eating, lots of... No, actually, I've been very busy with Animal Advocate stuff. Been doing a lot of video projects, as you probably have all seen on our channel. Doing lots of tabling events with Animal Advocates, with Dieter and all the gang. And that's been a lot of fun. And yeah, it's pretty much all I've been doing outside of the podcast. And working a lot. I've been working a lot at my job.
Yep, I believe the last episode we did was right around Give Local York, and since then we've had two Give Local Yorks. Both have been at the Hive with our good friend Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Susan.
Hope you're listening. If not, you have to now. So that's
Hi,
one
guys.
Viewer.
That was a terrible impression, sorry.
But she's been great letting us go to the Hive during Give Local York and sell vegan animal-themed art, give out pre-vegan food, and hang out with people and ask them for money. And the past 2 years, we raised $5,000 at Give Local York.
Ooh, which is actually, wouldn't it be 10?
Right, yeah, $5,000 each year, so that's $10,000. Not bad for a bunch of people who don't know what they're doing.
and that's no lie, because we just spent like 40 minutes trying to set up our gear because we couldn't remember how to do it.
We're the best. But another exciting thing is Vegans Giving came back last year. So, John,
yes.
Talk to us about Vegans Giving.
Oh, man, I'm pretty sure we came close to breaking our record. It was about 134. Four people roughly. We kept having to pull out more tables and chairs, so that was pretty cool. But yeah, it was pretty delicious. Great food. Everyone was super happy to do it. And we changed venues, which was kind of nice because we had more flexibility, and it was really nice. It was a great time. And Jeff Stabley, he came out and played piano and serenaded everybody. It was great.
For those who aren't in the know, Vegans Giving is exactly what it sounds like. So I know it's no surprise to most listeners here that Thanksgiving sucks if you're a vegan for many, many reasons. The whole turkey genocide, the exploitation of Native peoples, sports, but some people like sports. So I can't call that up.
It's mostly awkward around family members who are like not supportive of your lifestyle and veganism and stuff. So that can be really frustrating sometimes. But yeah, it's definitely nice to have Vegans Giving because that all gets like pushed under the rug. Like everyone's there for that reason to, you know, get together and have a good time and not have to be judged by awkwardness.
Yeah, you don't have to put your values and morals aside and ignore the dead bird carcass in the middle of the table to enjoy your Thanksgiving. It's all, and you don't have to just eat sides for dinner. You can actually have main stuff. It's great, like the seitan you made in a giant crock pot.
Yeah, for sure. Like I made this massive 40-pound seitan roast, and it was pretty epic. And then there was all kinds of food there, like stuff that you wouldn't even expect to be at Thanksgiving in general. There's like spring rolls and chili and stuff like that. It's great because everyone kind of brings up their own little ideas and stuff. So yeah. And you made a cake?
I did. That was actually near the start of my new cooking and baking spree. So I've been cooking and baking a storm, not just the random rice and beans or stir fries I used to make every night, but I've been baking cookies. I've been baking cake. We bake brownies. It's been so awesome just making all sorts of random recipes with baking because I've discovered that. So if anyone here is intimidated by cooking or baking, You don't need to follow recipe to the T. If they call for a really random ingredient or something you don't like, you can just not use it or sub it out as long as the basic ratios of dry to wets are the same. And it's kind of like if you replace a fatty thing with a fatty thing, sweet thing with a sweet thing, it all works out. So one of my favorite hacks when I bake is instead of using something like olive oil or vegetable oil, I'll just melt down some peanut butter, get that really runny and put that in. And then you have nice, heavy, thick, peanut buttery tasting baked goods. Or what I did with the cake for Vegansgiving, instead of doing anything on the cake mix, I just get a normal cake mix, like a Betty Crocker cake mix, ignore the other things, and put any type of carbonated beverage in there, and that's it. Just a can of seltzer and a cake mix makes a perfectly good cake. So easy and so good.
Yeah, it's really good, and you can't even tell the difference, honestly. It's just it just tastes like a cake. It's not like, oh, this tastes weird because it's vegan or whatever. Like, it actually tastes like a cake. It's great. It's good stuff. What you got going on there?
Yeah, I got a cookbook at VegFest this year, and one of the recipes, well, it's a cookbook made by a vegan commune or a vegetarian commune in New York State, I think. And all these recipes are really far out. We made a peanut butter, nutter butter cookie recipe, and I've also been cooking more, like not baking, but cooking not sweet things. There was a seitan steak with balsamic glaze. We made soup last night with a leek and sorrel soup. And then also I've made barbecue jackfruit, tacos, nachos. It's been so much cool stuff we made. And all you got to do is just know what you like and find basic recipes and just tweak it for however those preferences are. And you make some pretty cool food. So what have you been making or baking over there, John?
Actually, I haven't been like doing too much over the top stuff, but I did make some vegan clam chowder a couple months ago. That came out really good. And I used the soy curls and I marinated them in nori. And like kind of like in a brine, and it came out so good. Yeah.
So is this a tomato or cream based?
Oh, this is the New England clam chowder.
Oh,
so
perfect. Nothing's more disappointing than when you order
clam chowder. Manhattan clam chowder is not my favorite either.
It's okay, but when you compare it to creamy, delicious clam chowder.
Yeah, any kind of soup that's creamy is A-okay with me.
Yeah, I've discovered that coconut milk makes everything good. I used to try and use like not the canned full fat coconut milk, and it's terrible because it just breaks down. But if you get the stuff in a can, baby.
Good stuff.
Yeah, and so just kind of talking about some other things we've been up to this year, as in 2023. We already started our outreach season here at the Animal Advocates. We kicked it off with Go Green in the City in York, which, as always, was pretty cool. You weren't at that one, were you?
I wasn't. I had to work that day.
But that was really cool. It was pretty busy, actually, even though it kind of poured later in the day, so everyone's out there in the morning. But that's an environmental Earth Day-themed event, so everyone there is kind of on board, and you got a nice, easy transition to the environmental aspects of veganism as well. And then last weekend, we had Lancaster Veg Fest on Saturday and Sunday, so John, you were there both days all day.
I was there, and it was great. I'm pretty sure we came close to breaking our record for turnout. I haven't talked to Courtney about that yet, but it was pretty jam-packed on Sunday, which is weird because you would think Saturday would be the busiest day. But yeah, even last year, the same thing happened where Sunday was the big day for some reason. But yeah, it was great. All the food was delicious, and everyone was super nice, and everyone was just hanging out and having a good time, and the music was great, and yeah, it was a blast for sure.
So they did a great job promoting it. So if you're even slightly tangentially related to the vegan movement in this area, you probably saw a bunch of ads and posts and stuff on Facebook or Instagram, and I assure you it was as awesome as it looked online in person. Yeah, it was so much good food. It was so hard to choose, and that's where I got my crazy vegan cookbook. I saw my friend Andy, former host of the Bearded Vegans podcast, who I'm still starstruck over every time I see them because they are so cool. I miss that podcast every week, every Thursday that would update. And they had a Patreon too. So if you were a Patreon, you would get the week early, which, slight tangent, getting early access to a serialized anything is only a perk for 1 week. And then it's just you come to expect it that day.
Yeah.
And that's really it. So stay tuned for info on our Patreon. Just kidding. Except maybe not.
Who knows? Maybe.
And we've also welcomed a new board member.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Gina. She was the former owner of... Owner, is that the right word?
Yeah. Founder?
Yeah. She was the founder of Huckleberry Trails, which is a local farmed animal sanctuary up in Shermansdale. And she recently passed off the sanctuary to our good friends here at Here With Us, who were down in Seven Valleys.
Right.
And now they moved from all their residents up to their new location where Whispering...
They're now here with us. In Shermansdale, where Huckleberry Trails was.
Yes, and Whispering Rise, great sanctuary, pig sanctuary down in Baltimore. Love Jeff and everyone down there. Not related to this conversation.
No,
but hi, Jeff. But she's now on her board, and she's already helping out coordinate new volunteer days at other sanctuaries, helping us make sure we have liability forms and stuff set up so people can't sue us. Talking to you, person thinking about suing us, listening to this.
Don't you do it.
You can't do it now. And we're super happy to have her on board. We still have a couple openings on the board, so if you're interested or know someone who might be, reach out, send us an email, give us a call, bekindpodcast@gmail.com, and we'd be more than happy to have that conversation.
Also, her last name is Beck, and so is mine, but we're not related, just so everyone knows.
We're all related. We're all human beings on this beautiful, beautiful planet together. And yeah, my other things in my life, I moved out to Lancaster from York City, so now I'm a 176 area zip code kind of person, 17603 instead of 17401, and that's been exciting. No offense to York, but Lancaster has a lot more vegan food and options out here, which is super fun. Going to Norbu, going to Roop, going to Thai places, been going to Prince Street Cafe, Endo Cafe. So many cool places to go to here in Lancaster that has been really fun to explore.
Yeah, it's a little bit more progressive in Lancaster than in York, but York's getting there. There's definitely some stuff there, but Lancaster is definitely the hot spot.
Indeed. And then also, people watching on video may notice that Victor's still around and kicking. He actually was diagnosed with diabetes, and now I have to stab him with a needle twice a day and give him insulin, which was hard at first, but now he looks forward to it because I give him a treat right afterwards, and it's kind of creepy how he looks forward to it so much, but he's doing much better, very energetic, very strange. And then other exciting news, I adopted another cat called Nona, and she is a little kitten right now, less than a year old, about 7 months. And I adopted her because I was at a work event, and my boss's boss was talking about how there were kittens there she was trying to get adopted, and I had a few glasses of wine deep, so I said, sure, why not? I can get another kitten. And then I forgot about it, and then about 3 months later, I get a text saying, oh yeah, your kitten's ready to get picked up whenever you are. At the time, I lived in a studio apartment, so that was
really like, oh yeah, now I have another kitten.
Yep. So living in one room with two cats all the time, it was entertaining. I would not recommend it for a permanent situation. But now I'm in a house with my girlfriend, who we will meet in future episodes, and so that is a much more pleasant experience in a house with two cats and a girlfriend rather than in a tiny room with two cats, always alone.
I remember that one picture you posted up where they were both sleeping on top of you, and like just it was just a cat sandwich going on there. It was amazing.
Yep, always a cat. So how are your dogs?
They're great. Mullet's doing pretty well, and Peaches is doing dog things as always. So yeah, they're doing pretty well.
So even though we haven't been podcasting, John and I have been hanging out a lot playing Dungeons & Dragons with our good friend Chris Wenger, who listeners may know from one of the first episodes of the podcast. He is a vegan heart doctor, cardiologist would be the technical term, I suppose.
Yes.
With Wellspan now, and he hosts D&D fairly regularly at his house. So we've been playing Dungeons & Dragons and getting our nerd on with other people on a very regular basis, and it's been really cool.
Yeah, I'm loving it. It's a lot of fun. I haven't played since I was 13 years old, so I had to like remember a lot of stuff, but now that we've been doing it pretty regularly, I'm starting to catch up with everything, and yeah, it's a lot of fun for sure.
We have not had any chances to break our veganism within the world of Dungeons and Dragons yet, though.
Yeah, luckily my character doesn't have to eat food really to survive, but for everyone else, they're kind of just eating berries and all kinds of stuff.
It's called the Frankenstein diet. Nuts and berries. That's all you gotta eat.
That's right.
Coming up for events Animal Advocates has going on, we have...
Oh, actually, what did you do today?
Oh, I was at York County Pride for my day job at the YMCA, and it was a really great event. It used to be Equality Fest in York and Calsor Park, but this year they moved it to the York Fairgrounds. And, oh, I forgot to mention, it's beautiful. This is why I think they're sometimes as a god, is because this was in all trans hall.
Oh, nice.
So at first I was thinking, did they rename the hall just for this event to be all trans? And then I get there, it was trans, like transmissions in cars,
right,
with a
right.
copyright infringed Tasmanian devil on the front from nice. The Looney Tunes.
Of course.
And it was great. Yeah, there's a lot of people out there. No protesters this year. Cool performances and music and so many nice people. And next year, Animal Advocates will probably be there. But next weekend, Animal Advocates will be at Lancaster Pride, which this year is at the Convention Center downtown in Lancaster rather than Clipper Stadium. So it'll be a new venue. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, and that'll be nice because it'll be climate control. Because mm-hmm. the 1 year we did it, it was so windy out, our tent went flying up in the air. It was kind of nuts. And so it'll be nice. And it was kind of dreary and rainy that day, the one day. And it was, yeah, it'll be nice to have some kind of climate control for once at an event we're doing.
Yeah, I don't think we ever do really.
Hardly ever. Yeah, it's very rare.
And then this Thursday, so you probably won't be listening to this until after this event, but there's Jubilee Day happening in Mechanicsburg, which is an all-day event in downtown Mechanicsburg. I think it's, 10 to 8 p.m.?
Yeah, it's a very long day, but it's crazy because it's on a Thursday, and thousands of people come to this. I think it's like 40,000 people. It's bananas.
And then after that, I think we have a few weeks off, but then we get a lot of the mainstays, like Dog's Day in the Park down New Freedom by our good friends at ARI. It's an all-vegan dog-themed event. No, it's a dog-themed event that just happens to be vegan. They don't really advertise that part,
which is
super cool, because then you get there and go, wait a minute, why are they serving vegan pizza here? One year Starbucks was there, I don't think they served vegan creamer. It was this big controversy, and the next year they did, so that was really cool. And then Wolfstock, which I always get confused with Dog's Day, that's up in Harrisburg. And then I think also new this year, we are doing East Penn Pumpkin Festival,
I believe. Isn't that 2 days long or something like
that?
Yeah. That'll be fun.
And then the Snacktown Street Fair in Hanover as well.
Yeah. We had a blast last year, minus the crazy monsoon that happened right at the end. But it's a lot of fun. Lots of snacks. Everyone was really nice. There was a parrot there. Or not a parrot, a macaw. There was a macaw there just hanging out. But there was something else weird that most people wouldn't bring to. It was a ferret.
Ferret. What is a ferret?
which I should know because one of my D&D creatures that I had with me is a ferret, Mr. Butterscotch.
Mr. Butterscotch.
But yeah, it was a ferret at the Snacktown.
So those are some of the events we have coming up. That does not include Vegansgiving, and we're going to finalize the details on that relatively soon. I believe that is usually the Sunday before Thanksgiving, but it's always up in the air depending on availability for venues and things like that. But it is happening this year in one way, shape, or form. We're going to make sure it gets done. So Vegansgiving going to be a thing this year. Stay tuned. Start fasting now so you're plenty full by November. And we have a lot of great guests planned up. We're going to be talking to my girlfriend in the next episode. And then we are going to hopefully be talking to our good friend Mary, who is also a volunteer at the Animal Advocates, and mystery guest TBD, which will be happening at some point in the future at some time.
Yes.
Anything else to add, John, before we wrap this up?
I can't think of anything. I'm just glad we're back on doing this because it's, like I said, or like you said, it's been over a year. So it's good to be back in the shift of things. So
if anyone out there has any suggestions for future episodes, any things they'd like to see, give us an email at bekindpodcast@gmail.com. We'll be sure to work that in. But back for season 4. Thanks, everyone, for your patience as we got things back up and running. And stay tuned for more.
Listening to the Be Kind Podcast, presented by the Animal Advocates of South Central Pennsylvania.